frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy, and the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was feared that I would fall, for I had me on my trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Now I went down to London town, and I had some fun in the underground. The ladies turned their heads around, saying, Donald, where are your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? To wear the kilt is my delight, it is not wrong, I know it's right. The islanders would get a fright if they saw me in the trousers. The wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? The lassies want me, everyone will let them catch me if they can. You can't take the breeks off a Highland man, and I don't wear the trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Oh, well, that's the way we sing the song in Scotland. But, of course, the song might have more international appeal, sung something like this. One, two, three, four.
Well, I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm nowhere big and I'm awful shy. The lassie shout when I go by. Where did you go? Let the wind blow, let the wind blow, through the streets of my field I go. All the lassies shout, go, go! I don't know, where did you go? Oh man, I got a rock and roll. I got a moving and a goofing to save my soul. Grab your kill and go, go, go! I don't know, where did you go? Let the wind blow, let the wind blow, through the streets of my field I go. Oh yeah, go, go, go! I don't know, where did you go? Hey, don't know. Yeah. Hey, Donald.
Hey, just a minute. What are you doing there?
Man, I'm rocking it, man. Man, I'm really moving it, man.
Well, just you stop rocking it and moving it, man. The song should be sung just exactly like this. I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm low in the muffle shy, and the lassies shout when I go by. Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers?
That was Annie Stewart and Donald, where's your trousers? This is The Fool and Totally Wired.
Totally wired.
Totally wired.
Totally wired. to say. A butterfly stomach ground, ground. I drank a jar of coffee, and then I took some of this, and I'm totally wired. It's just a totally wired.
Totally wired.
I'm totally wired.
Can't you see?
It's just a totally wired now. Surprised, slaps you in the eyes. If I was a communist, a rich man would bail me. And the opposite applies. And the morning lights, another fresh fight, another round, right. And I'm totally wired. Totally wired.
Totally wired.
Totally biased.
Can't you see?
Totally wired. To be weird, and to be wired. You don't have to be a diehard punk, fuck, shit, pop, fuck, shop, TikTok, pagger. You don't have to be strange, and to be strangled. And when the going gets weird, the way it's a pro, so I am totally wired. Totally wired.
Totally wired.
Totally wired.
Can't you see?
Totally wired now. And I'm always worried. And I'm always worried. And I'm always worried. And I'm always worried.
From David Bowie's new album The Next Day is the last track, Heat.
My father and the prison, listen. I can only love you by hating him more. That's not the truth. It's too big a world. He believed that love is theft. Love and war, the theft of love. And I tell myself I don't know who I am. And I tell myself I don't know who I am. My father and the prison. My father and the prison. But I am a seer. I am a liar. I am a seer. But I am a liar. My father and the prison. My father and the prison.
Next, Etana from her album Pre-Expression, the track 3.
Every day I rise on a fire. That's all I got to take me through. I know one day I must and I will. Free myself from everything that holds me captive. Gonna be free like a bird in the sky. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high. Gonna be free, gonna free my mind. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high. Life is so sweet and I don't wanna die. But this burden I bear could be hard sometimes. Food scarce, so me juggle everywhere. Sometimes we make a move, me can't find no boss fear. Go look for Mama Jai, she said nothing not dead dear. Pandy the youth them face, I see the pain.
For the while I go on to get the most money. And you say we all agree, cause I ain't to cry. But you, you're too strong.
Gonna be free like a bird in the sky. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high. Gonna be free, gonna free my mind. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high.
Youth in a garden, youth in a jungle, youth in a Rima, August town. Youth in a Flancas, De La Vega, River, turn back to Anmar town.
I know it's hard sometimes, but when I give up, oh no.
Matches lane, 100 lane, plain land, white owl, grand spin, now wood, back bush, Spanish town.
Spanish town. Don't you give up. Gonna be free like a bird in the sky. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high. Gonna be free.
survive. One thing I know is that I must
over to Uncle Buffo.
This week I have a live recording of the American country music superstar Tina C on her Tiny Island tour.
Hey y'all, I'm Tina C. The Winnie Bago is revving, my heart's a yearning. I'm in the UK, wanna go exploring Tennessee's Tiny Island tour. From coast to coast, short of drizzling shore. I know you're downbeat here, a little insecure. I'm here to make you more like America. Tennessee's Tiny Island Tour. Tiny Island, Tiny Island Tour.
Hello, London. Hello, Manchester. Hello, Liverpool.
Hey, BBC listeners, this here is country singer, global activist, and icon for peace, Tina C. Hi. Y'all know me for such down-home country classics as Of Course I Want You for Your Body, I've Got a Mind of My Own, and the groundbreaking country album No Dick is as Hard as My Life. As you can hear, I'm on a prestigious UK tour.
Hello, Nantwich.
I'm speaking to you from inside my Winnebago. We're traveling in a sedate way through the A roads of the UK due to the fact that this Winnebago is not allowed on your freeways. And I'm happy about that. The water tends to slop out of the jacuzzi over 40 miles per hour. And anyway, I get to see the real country. I just spent a very illuminating hour in a little chef. And he wasn't happy. Oh, folks, my aim on this trip and in this little show tonight is real simple. I just want to explore the special relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. So saddle up and come with me on my tiny island tour.
I really love it here in the U.K. Oh, or as we like to call you, ook. Now... What? Oh, come on. That's just my little joke, all right? Okay, because I love you here, okay? I really love you. And I know you think that my whole country loves you. And we do. We do. We do. I just wanted to kick off by saying thank you so much for all the support and the continuing support you're giving us during our little Iraq scrap. Hell yeah, we couldn't have done it without you. Well, okay, maybe we could have, all right? Be pedantic now. Maybe we could have, okay? But if we had, the rest of the world would have been nasty to it. So you made it legitimate. And that's nice. That's special. Yeah. So, you know, people say to me, what is America trying to do in the world, okay? They ask me that question. What is America trying to do in the world? Well, it is real simple, okay? All we're trying to do, all we want to do, all we want, all we want, all we want, all we want, all we're trying to do is give every other country in the world the right to the same free and fair democratic election process. Brings our leaders to power. Nothing wrong with that. Let me hear you say, hell yeah. Nothing wrong with that aim, is there? Oh, God. You know, I respect you so much here in the UK. here in the UK, you're almost like a little USA. And that's the nicest thing I can think of to say. You know, it's been such a thrill being here in the UK and playing art centers and oldie worldy theaters. Oh my God, when you're used to playing stadiums with 65,000 record buying rednecks, can you imagine the thrill of being up close with 2,000 people? Oh, it's such an honor, and you're giving that to me. Oh yeah. Oh God, I can smell the love in those little theaters. Or maybe that's the residual damp, I don't know. But even the residual damp is nice for me. It's like Jane Austen. I can feel the consumption brewing. Woo, I love it. You know what I say? Please, sir, can I have some more? I love costume drama, don't you? What's that other great costume show? Bergerac. Oh, I love that.
I started the tour in England, not because I perceive it as having cultural dominance over the other parts of the Union, which, coincidentally, I do, but because you can hire the biggest Winnebagos in Europe in an industrial estate close to Lewtown Airport. It's a little rich that you folks think that we know nothing about the world. It's a fact that more UK people have been to Disneyland, Florida than have visited Washington, D.C. Maybe that's where you get your lazy anti-American idea that my country is populated with one-dimensional, larger-than-life characters. And if you're like that, you probably assume that I don't know what England is like. But I do. I've visited Windsor, Stratford, Cambridge, the Tower of London, Legoland. Woo! You work at England. You sell what culture you got left. Pride is a luxury, isn't it? It's only humiliation after all.
I'm so excited to meet your prime minister. Okay, he's got a lot of stature on the international stage. He does a lot of work on behalf of my government, so that's nice. And why not? Save the money. And so it's really, you know, he's great. He's got a lot. I totally forgotten the guy's name. Shit, but he's a great guy, you know, a lot of international stature. I actually met him on a TV show, okay? I was on this TV show. It was great. It's on in the afternoon, and there was a woman called Jordan. Oh, she's nice. And there was the prime minister, and then there was a guy who was naked apart from a thong. It was a great show, real classy, and me. And maybe you know it. Oh, it's wonderful. It's presented by some guy and his mother.
I'm aware that as a country music celebrity, I'm sort of an unofficial ambassador for the U.S. But I always suggest to countries that they take a big dollop of our culture and add a little flavor of their own. I made this point when I visited Afghanistan recently. I said, listen, if you Muslims don't want KFC, that's fine. But why not be creative? Why not have Kandahar fried chicken? And I made the same point when I was cutting the ribbon on the world's very first drive-through mosque. So proud.
I saw a TV talk show real recently, and Paul Newman was on there. Y'all know Paul Newman? Yeah? He was talking about being in a long-term relationship. And he was saying, why have a burger when you got steak at home? Does anybody relate to that? Did anybody here in long-term relationships? Raise your hand if you're in a long-term relationship. Self-defined long-term. There you go. That's great. Look, they're coming up now. That's great. Do y'all relate to that? Why have a burger when you got... Yeah. Okay, that's great. Woo, that's cool. A lot of silence around the room. A lot of solo diners. And some bulimics. someone grease around the mouths. And... I thought that this was a real, you know, a real witty thing to say, but I think it's fundamentally unpatriotic. Surely we should all be eating burgers. Mm-hmm. Why have a burger when you got steak at home? So said Paul Newman, but why the hell's he moaning? May have steak nightly, but to what is he confessing? We all know the world's awash with his special salad dressing. So I say it's the American way, supersize every day. Eat yourself a burger, and then have steak at home. make it hard, oh yeah. Harden every artery. You like that, don't you? Celebrate, don't be satie. Cause sex is fun, sex is right. It's a fundamental American right.
I am sick of everybody being anti-American. In fact, this tour is my anti-American tour. Hell, what are you criticizing us for? Being arrogant? Well, what are you doing when you call us stupid Americans? That sounds arrogant to me. We get to you because you want outlet villages and everything franchised. You want iPods and everything supersized. You hate America, but you love the music and the movies, the technology and the aspiration. You hate what you want to be. And you say we've got problems.
You know, there's even Americans trying to get other Americans to be anti-American, okay? Michael Moore, have y'all heard of him? Uh-huh. Well, I think he's great, okay? I think he's great. I think he gives people a chance to stop and think. But does he give them a chance to start thinking again? I don't think so, okay? You know, on this trip, I've been thinking about our special relationship. And that's special like special needs. You know?
One of the things I'm most proud of is the government scheme started by George W. way back at the start of the Little Iraq Scrap, way before all the elections and stuff. This scheme covers all areas of American outreach, from music and movies to, well, war. This is how I got involved.
Is that what you call a piano? Where's Whitney? Got a call early that year saying, Tina Hance, the president here. I said, hey, GB, what the hell's on your mind? He said, I said, well, don't worry about it. Find an auto cue. Read that and tell me all about it. He said, we got a brand new policy. It's simple and effective, like 1, 2, 3. What's that word? A rebrandization of democracy. We're gonna apply it multilaterally across music, movies, and the military. I said, you're rocking my world, GB. What's it called? He said, shock and awe. Awe. United across America, shock and awe.
Last night, we had a little technical issue with my Winnebago, and we ended up in the car park of a Walmart. Oh, sorry, Asda. Well, it's all the same. Outside a pretty place called Wolverhampton. As the night drew in and the only sound was an urban fox choking on a plastic bag, I became whimsical. I thought that there has been distrust creeping into the special relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. And maybe we should all learn to love again. And maybe, if you were a little stronger in your own sense of identity as a nation, you wouldn't feel so threatened by us. Just a thought.
Buy your laptop, get your DVD. Participate in the capitalist dream. Americans don't hate the world, we only have love. We need poor people to buy our stuff. Look at what we're selling, it's shiny, it's nice. It was made in the third world, the profits go stateside. Don't ask why, just sing along with the march of progress, America's song. And by the way, we own your DNA. Shock and awe, awe. From rock stadiums to the theaters of war, shock and awe. Oh, I am America, hear me roar. Well, my country, 'tis of thee. Hey, they're saying we're rich, they're saying we're greedy. They say our wealth's obscene, uh-huh. But that's the American dream. I think they're wondering, ain't a dream supposed to end? and life begins. Thank you, England. I love you.
Next time I'll play the Scottish leg, and yes, Tina C is really Christopher Green in English. You're listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Buffo. Here's the Rover from the Emerald City album by the Tossers.
Well, I said NATO, I'm new in town. So it's my show, sir, it's my round. The children mock me all through town. Sticks and stones all over, cause I'm a rover. Drunk or sober, I go trampling this world over. And when I die, let me go, for I'm a rover. Drunk or sober, let's go.
Is Le Femme, it's time to wake up from their new Hypsiline album. Thank you.
chose très rare à bien regarder. Contre sa peau, je resterai. Amour, amour, outre-Atlantique, transgénital.
Track from Scott Walker's album Bish Bosh, See You Don't Bump His Head.
From a swan song, spring might gently press its thumbs against your eye. while plucking feathers from a swan song, a cobweb melts within a wound. While plucking feathers from a swan song, an incontinent is singing scorpion. While plucking feathers from a swan song. While plucking feathers from a swan song, a mythic instance of erotic impulse. While plucking feathers from a swan song is slipping under a surefire sign. While plucking feathers from a swan song, Deloitte Rodifers join the chitterling circuit. While plucking feathers from a swan song. Plucking feathers from a swan song, shit my pretzel Christ's intestines. While plucking feathers from a swan song, being crushed from the inside out. While plucking feathers from a swan song, on the snow rummy flogs unmanly dribble. While plucking feathers from a swan song. While plucking feathers from a swan song, a tiny laugh dirties everything it touches. While plucking feathers from a swan song, night stops dripping through the stars. While plucking feathers from a swan song, blast the sheet of jewels, horizon to horizon. While plucking feathers from a swan song.
Sun Ra. Space is the place. Thank you. track from Marcy Gray's Talking Book album, Big Brother. Two tracks from John Cooper Clark, first from the Zip Style Method album, 90 Degrees in My Shades, and Twat from Walking Back to Happiness.
I swear she's out of her tree. The that's not a tall phrase. Idealize this monochrome haze. I realize these idle days that come disguised as powder blue rays. Hypnotize, I only gaze. I cannot rise, I can't be phased. Square eyes are the latest craze, twice their size. In a groove, I'll never be free. I can't move, somebody help me. Boy in the back room, that's my handle. Living in a vacuum, that's my angle. 90 degrees in my shades, 90 degrees in my shades. Invisible voice, now don't forget, you have no choice, turn off your set. Please, Mr. Voice, not yet. White noise of a dying vet. Any boy's heart would regret. Not one spark that I can see. I'm in the dark. Somebody help me. Visiting the bathroom, that's my format. Living in a vacuum keeps me warm.
Like a nightclub in the morning, you're the bitter end. Like a recently disinfected shithouse, you're clean round the bend. You give me the horrors, too bad to be true. All of my tomorrows are lousy cause of you. You put the shat in shatter, put the pain in Spain. Your germs are splattered about, your face is just a stain. You're certainly no raver, commonly known as a drag. Do us all a favour, here, wear this polythene bag. You're like a dose of scabies, I've got you under my skin. You make life a fairy tale, grim. People mention murder the moment you arrive. I'd consider killing you if I thought you were alive. You've got this slippery quality. It makes me think of phlegm and a dual personality. I hate both of them. Your bad breath vamps disease, destruction and decay. Please, 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 please take yourself away. Like a death at a birthday party, you ruin all the fun. Like a sucked and spat out smarty, you're no use to anyone. Like the shadow of the guillotine on a dead consumptive's face. Speaking as an outsider, what do you think of the human race? You went to a progressive psychiatrist. He recommended suicide before scratching your bad name off his list and pointing the way outside. You hear laughter breaking through, it makes you wanna fart. You're heading for a breakdown, better pull yourself apart. Your dirty name gets passed about when something goes amiss. Your attitudes, platitudes just make me wanna piss. What kind of creature bore you? Was it some kind of bat? They can't find a good word for you, but I can, twat.
Right, final track for today is On the Monkeys and Zor and Zam. If you have been, thanks for listening.
The King of Zor, he called for a war, and the King of Zam, he answered. They fashioned their weapons, one upon one. Ton upon ton, they called for war at the right. rise of the sun. Out went the call to one and to all, that echoed and rolled like the thunder. Trumpets and drums, roar upon roar, roar upon roar, rolling the call of come now to war. Throughout the night they fashioned their might, with right on the side of the mighty. They puzzled their minds, plan upon plan, man upon man.